Step 17, our fingerprints. Our fingerprints, our identifying barcode, they seem identical to others, but the infinite details highlight our differences and uniqueness, which makes us so special in His sight. Scripture says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. I formed your inward parts, knitted you together in your mother's womb. Praise me, for you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are my works. Your soul knows it very well. Even the hairs on your head are numbered." There are so many scriptures that confirm how important we are to the Lord. He is a master crafter. His creations have so many details that intertwine with each other. Here's a few examples of His details. There are flowers that look like animals and bugs. There are trees that don't like sun, shade, or even wind, so they are in different climates. How does that intertwine with us? Some of us don't like being in the sun, which may exclude the beach experience, and there are others that can't tolerate sand between their toes. Some prefer shade and even the wind. Some can't tolerate too much wind. There are so many detailed differences that make us unique. I wasn't educated on introvert versus extrovert characters until I was in my late 50s. And now I connect the dots to why at times, when I'm around a lot of people, my battery to function gets low and I must separate and recharge. Otherwise, I become loopy and sometimes irritable. Everything created on earth, in the atmosphere, under the ocean, beneath the earth, has a purpose for us, and we have a purpose for them. You ever wonder why about certain things and the way they seem, or why things happen the way they do? In order to live a life of faith, why has to be excluded from a higher percentage of your thoughts, not all of them, but specific thoughts that cause you to deny Christ, thoughts that place you in a space of fear, worry, and doubt, in a place that won't allow you to be free to share His word and your testimony without feeling condemned or ashamed. You have been delivered and freed. That's enough to shout out loud to the world, and hopefully those still in bondage will hear your testimony and begin to walk in their victory. The wise will be revealed in the end, but until then, your best bet is to just believe that all things are going to work out for your good, no matter what. No matter what. That's not a typo. It's emphasizing the importance to understand God has us in everything we do, think, or perceive. How do I know what's to come aside from what the scriptures say? Why would so much effort to our personal being be created with intricate parts of details? Why would all that effort be done just to be destroyed with no purpose? This life can be amazing, and there's no coincidences. Everything created has purpose. And if you look closely, you'll also see connections that are being made that started a while ago. One similarity that stands out the most is that our physical body and the world contain a higher percentage of water. We have so many similarities to the ocean, sky, flowers. The list is very long and profound. It's mind-blowing at times how man can create something and feel proud, thinking they really created something new. In Ecclesiastes 1, it tells us nothing is truly new. It's all been done or said before. There's nothing new under the sun, and that God didn't already create or someone replicated from His creation. Now, let's think about product scan barcodes. They identify what an item is, where it was made, when it will expire, and so many other details that have significant importance to that company. Can you imagine how proud that person was that created that tool? God created it first. Look at your fingerprints, your barcode. As we move along, years will go by and the newer inventions will be created that will make our life even easier. But was the idea here before? Now let's look at our fingerprints again. This barcode was created by our Heavenly Father, and I believe it indicates what our personality, behavior, strengths, limitations, learning interests, desires, wants, and needs will be, and that makes us very unique. That doesn't limit us since we are not an AI-created item that pulls data entries containing a lot of information, yet very limited, unable to be in the now and make choices based on current circumstances. We are a God of this universe created being. Aside from our fingerprint identifiers, we are able to learn new things and add them to our uniqueness. And we don't need the internet or other plugging information into our thoughts since we have the Holy Spirit who will lead, guide, and bring things to our remembrance whenever needed. Wow. As Christians, we have something better than the World Wide Web. We have the Holy Spirit, the first connection to the World Wide Web of God's children. We don't need any electricity to connect. We just need to believe and open our heart, soul, and mind to receive the wisdom God has provided. Aside from our fingerprints, the Lord knows how many strands of hair each of us has. He put a lot of thought, love, concern into each of our uniqueness, our hair texture, skin, eyes, lip size and color, our height, shoe size, toes, and fingernails have uniqueness as well. Anyone that has a racist heart doesn't understand our Creator. They don't know Him. They are not of Him. I believe if it were up to those that feel their race is the only one created by God, they'd probably prefer everyone to be one color with no different shades of color because they'd find something wrong with that. There would be no uniqueness about us. All of our eyes, lips, hair, body would be one color, one shape of everything. All of the trees, plants, flowers, one type of animal, fruit, nut, house, car. Sheesh, that would be so boring. Can you imagine the ocean, sky, and earth being one color? That's how ridiculous racism is. Even within the same family, you find people that don't like your hair texture or skin tone for their own personal reasons. And that is crazy. Everything about us is similar but slightly different within our family. Children by the same parents look slightly different. No two are identical unless they are identical twins, but there is something about them that can distinguish who is who. Even when it comes to flowers, plants, animals, fish, birds, everything you can touch, feel, and see, there is uniqueness about each one. Think about that. Stars, planets, oceans, lakes, darkness, light, the list goes on and on. Again, what if all those items were one color and had no differences? Boring. Many think our uniqueness was created by a meteor hitting Earth and killing the dinosaurs, or evolution process. We were once monkeys that evolved into humans as time passed by. I'm not really sure how to explain the philosophy behind it all because I've not had interest to allow those thoughts to enter my space, but I'll entertain you briefly with these thoughts. Okay, then who created the monkeys or dinosaurs? Who created mutation, genetic recombination, chromosomal abnormalities, reproductive isolation? Again, the list of questions to make it all fit goes on and on. Who did all of this? It doesn't matter the order you want to believe, but it rooted from somewhere. It didn't just boom into existence. And if it did, who created the boom? Faith is a substance of things unseen, unknown, unexplainable, un-everything, which means in order to trust God, we must fully believe what the Word of God says. It's not unclear. It's so clear we can't see it. It's invisible. It's a spiritual realm that has more power than you'll ever know until the end times. I'm sure you've experienced a person asking where a specific item was in your kitchen cabinet or refrigerator, and your instructions were so simplistic and clear, you knew exactly where it was, and yet they still couldn't see it. And one of our greatest sayings is, if it were a snake, it would bite your nose. Well, that's how God's words are, directly and clearly in front of you. God didn't make the words complicated, but he did add character by using metaphors and various examples that we could grasp to help with understanding. He gave examples of forgiving those who didn't live a good life and even gave them positions that were not earned. Does any of that sound familiar to how things are going today? Many times you'll hear someone say how giving their life to Christ has improved every aspect of who they are. Their peace, joy, happiness has improved. Various relationships no longer feel the heat of confusion as they did in the past. Knowing the right answer to everything is no longer necessary when you have faith. Because if his word is true, we've already won. We don't have to work for the blessings. We just have to believe the word of God, stay focused, and stay on the path that keeps us connected to him and not the ways of this world. And we will continuously receive all of his blessings. The Bible tells us we are in the world, but not of the world. The desires of the world are no longer able to keep us bound. They can distract us for a moment, but we have a choice to walk away. I strongly believe our barcode, our fingerprints, even identify the date of our expiration on this earth. Why wouldn't it? Take one day at a time. Don't let tomorrow cause confusion, fear, frustration, or steal your faith because things aren't working out how you think they should. Trust is not knowing the details of an end result to a specific situation, since the word is clear and we win in the end. That we know. God is in the details. He has shown us proof how much details matters to him over and over. Look around. Inhale who he is. Different smells, colors, sizes, shapes, textures, conditions, a variety of foods, fruits, vegetables, nuts. It's so much it could be overwhelming, but they were created for us as we were created for him. Even crazier than what has been discussed earlier, not only was he in the details of beauty and differences, he made sure everything could communicate and share when needs weren't being met, as he created them to be. Plants talk. They display when they need to eat. They show times of growth. They let us know when they need more sun or don't want to be placed in the sun. Various needs for different plants. If that is so, please stop putting people in a square box when in essence, Christ created them to be chameleons, able to change and reflect God's love no matter what conditions they are surrounded by. Otherwise, you will see emotional, spiritual, mental death slowly happening, instilling his joy, existence, and breath. Death. We don't care much for that word, yet each creation will experience a physical death. Our expiration starts the moment we took our first breath, and it can be sped up when there is lack of love, touch, nurturing, feeding, embracing, whatever is needed in order for it to continue on earth. Think about that detail as well. God is great. He's a master creator and the best provider you'll ever know.